Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
My last name is S as in Sam, T-E-R-L-I-N-G.
Okay, and the zip code?
10927.
Okay. And can you verify that address on the account for me?
It should be 11 First Street, Haverstraw, New York.
Okay. What can I assist you with today?
So I have a premium membership that ends on March 17th of 2021, and I'm interested in exploring this gold membership, but I'm not sure I totally understand how it works and what happens. It says the gold membership is for a year, but my premium membership expires soon. So what happens?
Let's see. Am I in the right? You did say your address was 11 First Street.
Yeah.
It's showing that your membership actually expires October 2nd, 2021.
Okay, so I have two accounts. One of them is for my neighbor's kids, and the other one is mine. So I wonder which one you're looking at. They both might be under the same address.
Yeah, I think they may be.
One of them doesn't have any classes or anything. It's just for them to go on and play. I didn't think it was fair for them to use my account, so I just bought them a new one. Whereas mine that has all my classes and stuff is a March 17th account.
Okay. Now, the gold membership, what you'll get with the gold membership is you get 8 free classes, which you pick. You pick those 8 free classes from the purchase only list. You also get 10 free patterns or guides. There is an Ask an Expert program that they have with the gold membership, as well as 20% off all Crafty Produce classes starting January 1st.
So I don't think I understand, like, at this moment, are there classes that are only purchased, or can't I see all classes from my membership, from my premium membership?
And now, you can see all classes from your premium membership, but there are a section of purchase-only classes. Like, if you go to the browse section and you maybe select knitting or something, on the left-hand side, you'll see different filters. Like, you can check the filter to see all of the classes that you have to purchase from through that criteria.
But I can still see those classes if I just watch them, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's just
with my membership.
Have to, if you want to own them, you purchase them. So they'll be in your library. Forever.
So what does owning mean anymore? Because it used to be that I could watch them on a different, if I didn't want to be connected to the internet and watch them on the internet, I could watch them on my phone as I was going to the office or something like that. But that's not true anymore. So what does owning mean in the future? Is it true that there might be downloads for the things that you own that you can then watch them on the other devices?
Yes, ma'am. We are still working on that section. But we will have it available in the near future. Now, as of now, you can, like, cast the videos to your TV and things like that.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know. Okay, I'll try to look at how to do that. Mm-hmm. But only if I own them or if I'm also a premium member and I just want to watch them?
Yes, ma'am. Also, if you're a premium member and you just want to watch them. Now, the purchase-only classes, you can't just watch outright. You have to purchase those. They'll have a lock on them. You'll know the ones that needs to be purchased because it'll have a lock where the video icon is.
It'll have a lock if I try to download it, or to have a lock if I just try to look at it?
It'll have a lock if you try to look at it because it's a purchase-only class.
That's weird because I'm looking at I'd only clicked purchase and none of the free. And I'm looking at them, and I'm looking at some of the ones that I don't own, and I press play, and I can see everything.
One of the free classes then. Now, if you go over to the side where it says, where it has the filters.
Yep.
Do you see where it says purchase?
I clicked that.
Okay. Let's see. Purchase.
And I clicked on something that I do not own, and it's giving me the class.
Yeah, that may come with your subscription because Me looking at it now, if I clicked on a class that I don't own, now the class preview is unlocked, but anything under that, all of those videos are locked.
That's bizarre. So is my subscription going to change on March 17th? Is that the problem?
No. It's not going to change.
So if I already have a subscription that gives me all the classes that are currently under purchase, then why would I upgrade to gold?
You, there is still purchase only classes. Now, do you want me to give you a name of a purchase only class so you can go?
That would be awesome. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Then I can like search for it or something.
Okay, let me pull them up. Class list. Okay, type in, let's see, Paper Peace Stars. And then you see how that first one, where it says class preview, 46 seconds, that one's unlocked. But the introduction, the twinkle star, the 3D star, all of those have locks on them.
Got it. I see. So I don't have access to that, but I will have access to it if I have the gold.
Yes, ma'am. You can. You wouldn't have access unless you pick that class for one of your free classes. Now you get eight. You get to pick eight of those classes.
I see. So at this point, it used to be that I could have access to all the classes, and that's not true anymore. Do you know what percentage are purchased versus not purchased versus free?
Let's see. What are you more interested in?
The quilting.
Quilting. Now, free classes with quilting, it doesn't say how many. Let's see.
Okay.
That 18 classes free. Now the purchase is 215 classes. So 233 classes in all. 215 of them you have to purchase.
Got it.
And that's anywhere from $49, $39, $29. So you'll be able to pick eight of those for free.
Yeah. Okay. And then the question that I've originally asked is, if my premium account expires on the in March, but I buy a gold now that's supposed to be good for a year, what's going to happen in March when my premium account expires? Do I have to pay the gold?
No, ma'am. You just have to be a premium in order to upgrade to gold. So once you upgrade to gold, that premium is gone. Your gold now, you won't be charged in March. You'll say, for instance, you did it today. You won't be charged until December 2021.
For gold?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what happens if I decide after a while that I don't want the gold? The gold is like 149 as opposed to 79. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And if you decide you don't want the gold, you can always call in and we can bring you back down to premium.
Okay. And right now the gold is, and at some point in the future, do you have a sense for when I'm able to download? Do I have to have a special crafty app in order to see the things that I downloaded, or is it going to be downloaded in a way that I can use it on any
machine? Yes, it's going to be downloaded to where you can use it on any platform.
Okay. And in terms of signing up for gold, it's best for me to do that online, or should I do it through you?
Either way is fine. However you want to do it.
I'm happy to do it through you.
Okay. Give me just a second to get that taken care of for you.
Do I need my credit card, or do you have that on file?
It should be on file. Yeah, it's on file.
Okay, great. I probably should wait till January 1st because I can't watch any of those movies until January.
Right.
I can't watch anything. Maybe I'll wait till January 1st and then it makes it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Is there any other questions or anything else that I can assist you with today?
That's it for today.
Okay, thanks. Well, you have a great rest of your day and a happy new year.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.